Listening to the Shack and My Castellar show with me, your host. The host. And like the, well, I'm the host, I guess. Yeah. Going to be brief. I'm trying to exercise more, and this podcast is really cutting into my exercise time. So I'm going to be doing jumping jacks for the lot of the time here. If you start to get tired, just take a break and get some water. There's no reason to slow the rest of us down. Assure you. It's come to my attention, actually, that the most rebellious thing that I can do at this point as the host of the Shack and My Castellar show is basically do the opposite of what I've been doing. Just do the same thing over and over and over, like a real show. Very formulaic. Whether it be television or It's all just formulaic nonsense. It's the only way to turn a profit. Thought and imagination confuse people, and they offend people. And they're not confined by the purse strings. Therefore, you go crazy with all that nonsense. But no, I'm not going to let that happen. Not anymore. I just can't. I can't let it keep going on. And so, yeah. I'm just gonna follow my new formula. Be like everyone else. Everyone else who says they're original and spontaneous. They're never original and spontaneous. We're going to talk about Rick Wakefield on this episode. It's the big Rick Wakefield episode I've been promising everybody. As you know, he was the bass player for the 70s rock band Yes. A lot of people like Yes. Well, not a lot of people, but there are people that like Yes. Probably a lot less nowadays, but there were a lot of people that at least did like Yes, because on YouTube there's videos of them playing in big, gigantic concert halls, and I'm actually seeing, getting word now that it was Rick Wakeman that played keyboards in the band, yes, or bass, or keyboards. No, he played keyboards. Rick Wakeman. I think I was getting him confused with Rick Springfield. That's the guy who wrote, I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. Classic tune. So angry that Rick Springfield. He had a lot of bottled up frustration. Anyone who's ever studied his life will tell you that. That's how it is with those creative types. And he was on a soap opera, so you know. Being really attractive and rich and famous can be rough. And a lot of people can't handle that. Not to say that Rick Wakeman can't handle that, because he is not a feeble-minded person. Rick Wakeman, on the other hand. I'm just joking. But yeah, here we go. Thanks for listening to the show. Let's start after a word from our messages.
At the time of the Big Bang, elementary particles which slowly fall. We are the product of a grand evolutionary sequence about which we are only occasionally aware. When great accomplishments of Dr. Hawking. If you run the cosmic movie back into time, you come to a moment, perhaps 15,000 million years ago. What was before that? Who made the maker?
Banking terms.
So, I mean, we have, you know, conventional reality, and we have to deal with that. We still need to be engaged. And yet, at the same time, realize that if we have some kind of abiding hatred for those things, that we're never going to be at peace.
I think the image of a guy who is brought up a good Long Island Catholic, who's married and a father who doesn't smoke, drink, or take drugs, is a pretty good example for kids.
Where am I? I'd better check. Am I? I better check.
We have to learn somehow a way of accommodating all living beings everywhere. And that even though that is a huge ideal and is sounding totally and completely impossible, it's by sitting down and really thinking it through and taking a good look at what's going on.
Is there any other solution? Now, it may be wrong that, what's his name, Milosevic? Slobodan Milosevic believes that it's important to rid Kosovo of all Albanians.
I'm not saying, hey everyone, should look like me. That's ridiculous.
It's okay. They're speaking Chinese. See, now she gets it. She was being
quiet. I'm just trying to show that everyone who plays heavy metal is not a total dirtbag.
It's okay. You're speaking Chinese.
Adolf Hitler felt that the Jews, among all other people of culture, he was actually just getting started.
It's okay, they're speaking Chinese.
He had a much bigger plan in mind. And so the thing is that he really, truly believed that he was right.
Thank you, Rafa. And that's going to conclude our interview for tonight. It was a pleasure having you.
It's okay. They're speaking Chinese.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so the thing is that...
It's okay.
We have to be able to not hate people for doing what they do.
Petticoats.
contract must be on him somewhere.
Episodes are homemade, made with loving tyranny that can only be found in a small crawl space located in the attic. But I can't thank everyone enough. It's been quite a show, and I couldn't have done it without you. Even though I did, and technically there's really no way I could have done it with you. I guess I could have done it live, but I'm all alone here. This makes it so much more work. Why should I do so much more work when we can have just as much fun with me not doing the work? That's what I used to tell my boss all the time before he fired me. He was real uptight square. Speaking of uptight squares, I'm going to be in Jackson, Michigan next week. Home of the legendary Jackson prison. Doing some podcasting up there. Maybe we'll talk to some prisoners. Prisoners in their own mind, because they haven't allowed themselves to understand the magic and excitement that is Shack of my guest on the show. So I want to thank everyone and all that stuff, and don't forget to check out all the tunes I've been putting up on the things like Apple Music and stuff. I put some old records up there. I put an old EP that I did back in the 2000s. I think I put a full-length thing I did there. It's, of course, the Trump record's still up, and that's great, because he's still going like gangbusters. I was going to play another Trump song tonight, but too much is now what we're going for here. Just enough is what we're going for. And I think that's what we've accomplished, if anything, on this episode. This is Shaq and Mike Hosteller, and I'll see all you groovy cats next time.